I heard you say in a video that it was likely that lightning struck Earth, and that was where the first single-celled organism emerged.
That's one of the theories, yeah.
What would happen if lightning was to strike one of us right now? Isn't that deleterious by definition? Wouldn't that destroy anything that's living in the premises or anything that could possibly live in the future?
Yeah, it would. But, yes, it would. But
so how is that evidence of a biogenesis? How is lightning striking mud, something that is deleterious by the very definition, going to somehow assemble a cell?
Well, do you not think that but the RNA first, and it went into DNA, and it started forming like very, very primitive life, single-celled organisms, if you like. That's the theory that I happen to trust.
And that is actually the theory that most people adhere to. But here's the problem. Check this article out. It says, the first healthy organic molecules may have formed within tiny droplets. And all scientists agree, pretty much, for the most part, that the creation of life involved water, according to this article. But check this out. How does DNA get destroyed? Just Google it sometime. It says DNA is vulnerable. This is taken from a scientific paper. It says DNA is vulnerable. It breaks down in sunlight and in water. What was the RNA world like? Sunlight and water. The very thing that destroys DNA, you think could assemble DNA via RNA processes?
Well, I'll have to read up on that because this is abiogenesis and not...
So you're saying that you believe in this RNA process, but you don't even know what the RNA process is. This is this RNA to DNA process.
Well, I've just said that I don't understand the full RNA to DNA.
Yet you're here defending it.